A word for you from Titus chapter 3 verses 5 to 7. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I'd like to look just briefly at the lavishness of God. When God does something, it is lavish, it is abundant. It is not stingy, to put it into our own language. You might give the impression of just surviving. In fact, you might even answer people who ask how you are, "I'm surviving." Instead of revealing the lavishness of God in your own life, that there is an abundance of God's gifts, not only of salvation, but the pouring in, the renewal of his Holy Spirit. In verse 6, whom he poured out on us richly, not in limited amount, but richly, an abundance. Have you met with the abundance of God, or are you still living, groping around in semi-darkness, semi-light? You're not sure of yourself. You're not even sure that you are regenerated. You're not even sure if the Holy Spirit is in your life. Well, you need to recognize that the Word of God speaks of a God who is lavish in his gifts. If he is withholding something from you, it is because of your own fault. You are still clinging to something instead of clinging to God, who is lavish in his love and goodness. If you cling to your sin, you are being stingy on yourself. Uyazincisha uma usanamathela ezonweni zakho. You are only robbing yourself. If only you would see the puny, little things that seem so rich and important to you, how in the sight of God they are so miserly and so small compared to his greatness, his goodness, his lavishness. Don't you want what God has offered to give?